Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. Ellet Nielsen, age 53, of Layton, a former emergency room nurse who admitted to tampering with controlled substances intended for patients and diverting the drugs for her own use, will serve 60 months in federal prison. As a result of the tampering and diversion, Nielsen admitted infecting 7 known patients with hepatitis C-2B. Hepatitis C, which is a viral disease, is primarily transmitted through blood exposure. There are different genotypes. One variant, hepatitis C-2B, makes up only 8 to 10% of all hepatitis C found in humans in Utah, according to the indictment filed in the case. Between July 2013 and November 2014, Nielsen was employed at McKay-D Hospital in Ogden, Utah. As a nurse, Nielsen had access to controlled substances, including medication intended for patients in the emergency room. As part of a plea agreement reached in September 2019, Nielsen admitted that on multiple occasions she tampered with hydromorphone and morphine, diverting the drugs for her own use. According to the plea agreement, Nielsen admitted that by tampering, diverting, and using the drugs, she acted with reckless disregard for the risk to other people, including placing people in danger of death or bodily injury, and did so under circumstances that manifested extreme indifference to that risk. In the late 2014, according to charges filed in the case, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and the Utah Department of Health began an investigation into a cluster of hepatitis C-2B diagnoses in the Ogden region, which eventually focused on patients seen in the emergency room at McKay-D Hospital while Nielsen was working there. The investigation ultimately determined that 7 patients, each of whom were given intravenous opioid pain management drugs handled by Nielsen before or during their administration, were infected with not only the same genotype of hepatitis C2B as Nielsen, but the same subgenotype. Nielsen will be on supervised release for 2 years when she finishes her federal prison sentence. Special conditions of the supervised release include drug and alcohol and mental health treatment. She must pay $400 special assessment fee. The court ordered Nielsen to self-surrender to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to begin serving the sentence no later than March 2nd at noon. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.